Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 16th day of April, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 58 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 24. So it's just kind of staying the same fucking way, man. This way and then that. That's the weather for you, I guess. Anyways, we'll be going over here. I better might as well get that up while I'm just sitting here making noise so that I don't have to do it after the break. Anyway, we'll go look at the alternate controlled opposition fucking propaganda from the propaganda ministry of lies as soon as we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, over to the propaganda, the alternate propaganda, the alternate control propaganda. I don't know what you want to call it. It's bullshit, just like the rest of us. Israel has destroyed nearly all buildings in Gaza buffer zone. Well, no shit. They've destroyed about the whole fucking goddamn Gaza Strip, haven't they? It's by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. Israel has destroyed nearly every building in Gaza along the Strip's border with Israel to create a buffer zone. I think they destroyed a lot more than that, didn't they? A plan that will result in Israel taking a significant chunk of Gaza's territory. No, not those peaceful Jews. They wouldn't do that. A report from the United Nations Satellite Center found that Israel had destroyed or damaged 90% of the buildings in Gaza within 1 kilometer of the border. As of February 29th, it found that 3,033 buildings were completely demolished, 327 were seriously damaged, and 266 were moderately damaged. According to Haaretz, the real number of demolished buildings is likely higher since Israeli forces are actually creating the buffer zone 1,200 meters within Gaza, 200 meters further inside the strip than what the UN examined. According to an analysis from the Ada Bin Nun, a Hebrew University geography professor, Israel's buffer zone will take 16% of Gaza's territory. Besides demolishing any buildings that are in the way, Israel Israeli forces are also destroying agriculture and land. No. Israeli officials have framed the buffer zone as necessary to prevent a future October 7th style attack. What, the glider has to go a little bit further? I mean, when Hamas and fucking Mossad get together and plan the next fucking false flag. But it's likely part of Israel's long-term plans to control Gaza and potentially establish Jewish settlements in the Strip. And they wouldn't do that. An idea strongly supported by many Israeli ministers and Knesset members. The U.S. claims that it does not support any plans that shrink Gaza's territory, but U.S. officials have been silent about the buffer zone. Israel also established, is establishing a road that separates northern Gaza from the rest of the Strip and plans to control it indefinitely. Wow. I guess we can forget about that genocide and then just go on about their business, huh? I suppose. FISA will require all U.S. businesses to become NSA spies. Aren't they already? The new FISA reauthorization bill includes a sneaky provision that will force all U.S. businesses to act as pawns of the National Security Agency's surveillance guide, whether they agree to or not. The Section 702 provision of the FISA renewal bill requires officers of any U.S.-based company, officers of any U.S.-based company that hosts any form of communication service to surrender the surveillance data to the NSA or face prison time. Well, you know, when they say officers, you know, I think that makes me think about the military signa on the so-called police, you know, the standing army. Hey, so he's a sergeant, and he's a major, he's a fucking general. Look at all those stars on his fucking neck. I mean, they're wearing goddamn military signa. And people can't see that, but people, oh, that's a policeman. That's a policeman. He's going to be hit me on the head with his club. Buried in Section 702 realization bill. Reauthorization bill passed by the House on Friday is the biggest expansion of domestic surveillance since the Patriot Act. Senator Ron Wyden calls this power terrifying. And he's right, wrote Elizabeth Goyntan, co-director of Liberty and National Security Program at the Benin Center for Justice on X Monday. X, that's Prince, isn't it? Infowars.com. Why did I got to see? What the fuck is this even doing on here? You fucking son of a bitch, Alex Jones, you traitor, you bastard. You're going to fucking pay for your crimes. Under current law, the government can compel electronic communication service providers that have direct access to communications to assist the NSA in conducting Section 702 surveillance. And that's only on foreign agents. Oh, no, wait a minute, that's us. That's us in our houses. But it does show that they fucking are so afraid of us. I mean, they want to be, they like to watch us 24/7, but they just do not have the capability. And AI isn't going to provide it. There's just too fucking many of us. And our minds can, you know, decide to do something else in a second. In practice, that means companies like Verizon and Google must turn over the communications of the targets of Section 702 surveillance. The targets must be foreigners overseas, yeah, you betcha. Although communications can and do include communication with Americans, she added. And it's the same horse shit. Remember when it all came out that they were recording every phone call and every fucking tap on the computer, and they had big facility there in Utah cooled by a fucking lake? And then everybody came out. We can't authorize money for that. We, all these congressmen and senators coming out saying that, you know, we can't allow that. We can't. It's unlawful. It's unlawful search. You know, and fucking, and we can't, and we can't, and they did, and they fucking even fucking made it worse. But they're not fucking, they do not represent us. They are the fucking international corporate mafia, and they just put this shit out there. So when you, oh, look what they did to us again. Al, But an amendment offered by House Intel Committee, oh, here we, there's always the controlled opposition leaders, and passed by the House vastly expands the universe of entities that can be compelled to assist the NSA, she pointed out. If the bill becomes law, any company or individual that provides any service whatsoever may be forced to assist in NSA surveillance as long as they have access to equipment on which communications are transmitted or stored, such as routers, servers, cell towers, etc. That sweeps in an enormous range of U.S. businesses that provide Wi-Fi to other customers and therefore have access to equipment on which communications transit, barbershops, laundromats, fitness centers, hardware stores, dentist's office, the list goes on and on. So here we are again today, just listening to what they're going to do to us. It's what we're going to do to you. You're a bunch of fucking pussies. You have the fucking law and you have the fucking guns and fucking munitions and the fucking, you have the fucking artillery. You have whatever it takes. You goddamn, you have the largest army on planet Earth, and we're going to fucking do this to you. You know why? Because you're a bunch of fucking punks and you ain't going to do shit about it. Sit there and polish your gun, you fucking worthless American fucking prick. It also includes commercial landlords that rent out the office space where tens of millions of Americans go to work every day. Offices of journalists, lawyers, nonprofits, financial advisors, healthcare providers, and more, she said, adding it also would encompass hotels, libraries, and coffee shops. But the expanded 702 requirements even include services that are provided within individuals' homes, such as house cleaners, plumbers, people performing repairs, IT service providers. None of these people or businesses would be allowed to tell anyone about the assistance they were compelled to provide. Man, this is not fucking hardcore communism. I don't know what it is. What would be under a gag order? What's a gag order from an unlawful court from the fucking King Charles? Shove your gag order up your ass, Chuck. And they would face heavy penalties if they failed to comply with it, Goyington set wrote. Well, we wouldn't face heavy penalties if when you come to assess those penalties upon us, we blew your fucking heads off. You are enemy combatants. You are in gross violation of the Supreme Superior absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791, which is the supreme law of we the people, which is our supreme judicial authority. And we have the right to fucking kill you if you try to do this to us, or we catch you doing this to us. Don't forget that. Keep that in mind. She also warned that the vast new Orwellian powers, I love it, just throw it right out there, Orwellian powers could easily be abused. This despite assurances by the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence that the government wouldn't abuse the new powers. There are certain powers that government should not have in a democracy. Well, this ain't a democracy, you fucking cunt. Never has been, never fucking will be. This is an individual free sovereign fucking country, and you're going to fucking hang for fucking calling it a democracy, for trying to change the terminology in an attempt to institute international communism in the United States of these Americas. The ability to force ordinary businesses and individuals to serve as surrogates, spies in one of them, even if the targets are supposed to be foreigners, a power this sweeping will, big letters, will be abused. No. And we keep letting them fucking do it. That's what, I mean, it's our own fault. We can shut this shit down in a day. The FISA bill is set for us. You know, just FISA, make up a name, FISA. Hey, how about fuck you, FISA? You're fucking in violation of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this motherfucking country. The law of the fucking individual free sovereign nationals, you sons of bitches. You even to fucking suggest this, you go up against the fucking wall. That's how it's supposed to work, and that's the way it's going to end up working. Maybe if the people grow some fucking guts. Senate vote on April 19th, and the Biden White House is anxious to get it passed. I bet they fucking are. If there's an opportunity to remove this provision, senators should remove it. If not, they should vote against the bill, Guyton wrote. How about you can't even fucking suggest this? You are in violation of the fucking ninth article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of this fucking land, ratified December 15, 1791. It's a gross fucking violation to even suggest this. It's up against the fucking wall. It's a rope around your fucking neck, you fucking traitors. You can't do it. What you're doing is a fucking crime, and crime gets punished. Sooner or fucking later, you're going to get your justice. The House passed the FISA reauthorization bill on a bipartisan basis last Friday by a vote of 273 to 147 with the backing of House Speaker Mike Johnson, who previously criticized FISA's spying powers and storied history of abuse, including against former President Donald Trump. I knew we had to throw it. No, you never saw. Okay, good. Vote. Right. Change. Trump. I like that pedophile. Yeah, he's the best pedophile. And he's the guy that believes that you shouldn't have due process of the law before your fucking rights can be fucking... And they can't even provide it. It has to be in the common law. It has to be the fucking people. That's the supreme law of this fucking land. Whether you fucking like it or not, it fucking is. Oh, what's next here? This is a video. It's insane. A tow truck driver tries stealing a car with people in it in broad daylight at a red light. Welcome to San Francisco. No, welcome to the third fucking world. And you should watch this video. I mean, this guy's in his fucking car. What the hell? He's trying to get away from this guy's going to slide up underneath him with one of them things that tow trucks have on the back of him. Lift his fucking car up and go. I mean, this is what it has come to in this goddamn. This is how far we, as a bunch of the pussies that we are, have let this shit go. Report: Israel tells U.S. it has no choice but to respond to Iran. Oh, yes. You know, this reminds me, you think about it, somebody walks up and for no fucking reason just hits you in the fucking face. And you turn around to retaliate. And you hit them in the fucking face. Well, yeah, I'm going to retaliate on you. You had no right to hit me back. Only I have the right to hit. Only a fucking Jew has the right to fucking hit. Well, I hope that the fucking goddamn Arabs wipe you off the fucking planet, and especially fucking Jordan. I'm going to laugh when you get yours, you stupid motherfuckers, because you assisted the bastards for fucking water. This is by Dave DeCamp, AnimeWar.com. Axis reported on Monday that Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant told Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin that Israel has no choice but to respond to Iran's missile and drone attack, which came in retaliation to Israel's bombing Iran's consulate, a consulate, a fucking goddamn consulate in Damascus. We can bomb your consulate, but you can't bomb nothing in our country, see, because we're the only people that can kill fucking with impunity, that we can commit genocide across the whole of a whole fucking people with fucking not a fucking consequence. Gallant and Austin spoke on Sunday after President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. would not support an Israeli attack on Iran. Well, I got news for you there, fucking phony-ass fucking Biden. You're not the fucking president. You're not a president. There is no goddamn government over we the people. We live on, we have autonomy. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights, you bastard. It has the procedures and the maximums and to settle any difference between us, and it has our goddamn right to liberty. The U.S. would not. Well, you ain't got no fucking choice in it, bitch. Because I do remember, you know, I have a memory longer than that of a head of cabbage. I remember when the fucking, it was a 99 to like one fucking vote that fucking Benjamin Netanyahu could take the fucking, could take United States forces on a fucking, on the offensive, on his own fucking authority. And it was voted, it was about 3 or 4 fucking years ago. People have fucking forgotten. But that's why they can throw this up here. Because, oh, it's an election year. Like, it really fucking isn't. If there's anything. Never been an election in this fucking country. It's always been the aristocracy running every fucking thing. And us fucking letting them do it when we didn't have. We should have killed them. Every fucking one of them should have been killed right after the fucking end of the fucking war. when the fucking whiskey rebellion happened and George Washington got back up on his fucking horse and went and fucking took as many men as he used in the field during the fucking so-called fucking Revolutionary War, which was a hijacking of a popular uprising. And he went and he fucking put down, I think it was 200 or 600 fucking guys that were didn't want to pay a excise tax on their fucking whiskey, which they were told they wasn't going to have to. I mean, but if you read the Anti-Federalist Papers, they said, yeah, they are. They're going to come and they'll take, and they had no authority to tax it. We just said, and just the U.S. Fucking corporation just stepped right up and said, we own all the whiskey, beer, and wine in this fucking country, and you will pay us. If you make your fucking own, you will pay for the goddamn, you will pay us a tax for the fucking implements to fucking make it. That was the first, the access. They should have killed that fucking wooden tooth motherfucking Mason right then and fucking there. The whole country should have fucking rose up and blasted them motherfuckers off their goddamn feet. The U.S. is trying to portray the Iranian attack as a victory for Israel, since most of the drones and missiles were intercepted with the help of the U.S. and U.K. and Jordan. I can't wait to see you get yours, Jordan. You fucking deserve it. Although some missiles got through and damaged an Israeli airbase. But the U.S. also, the U.S. is also reaffirming that it will continue to defend Israel if there is another escalation, according to the Pentagon. Austin told Gallant, you got no choice, bitch, because you are fucking Netanyahu's bitch. King Chuck said so. That the U.S. does not seek escalation, but he added that the U.S. will continue to defend Israel. Defend them against fucking what? They attack a consulate, and then fucking the people whose consulate is fire back. It's like, we're going to have a war, and we get a shoot at you, but you can't shoot back. Fuck you. I hope I have to see you fucking wiped off the face of the planet. Israel TV on Monday, said that the Israeli war cabinet convened again and agreed to respond to the Iranian attack clearly and forcibly, but there are no details on what the response would look like. The report said the attack would be designed to send a message that Israel will not allow an attack. We can fucking blow you up, motherfucker, but you don't get a fire back. If you do, boy, we will get that American fucking Rottweiler lap fucking dog of ours provided by King Chuck, and we will fucking kill your fucking children. We'll cut them to pieces. We'll blow their arms off. Laugh while we do it. Of the magnitude against to pass without reaction. Israel has a long history of carrying out covert attacks inside Iran. Listen to this. I mean, this is going to somebody else's country. You motherfuckers need to be fucking eliminated, including assassination, sabotage, attacks on energy infrastructure, and small drone attacks. If Israel wants to launch a more significant attack on Iran territory, such as carrying out airstrikes, it would likely need support from the U.S. Bullshit. If they do, they'll just tell you, you fucking be there and you be there. Just like Jordan, you bunch of bitches over there in Jordan, you fucking knee-licking, ass-licking, Jew-ass-licking motherfuckers. You're a bunch of fucking, your people will be next, you son of a bitches. You're right there by them. They're going to need a buffer zone going that way, too, to take the whole Ottoman Empire, aren't they, you stupid motherfuckers? Israel also has a history of killing Iranians in Syria and could potentially opt to do that again. The bombing of the Iranian consulate marked a huge escalation, since it targeted a diplomatic facility and killed a senior Quds force commander and six other members of the Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Iran is usually very restrained in its responses to Israel's attacks, if it responds at all, but the consulate bombing clearly crossed the red line. The Iran attack on Israel didn't kill anyone, but did injure a seven-year-old Bedouin girl in Negev. Oh, my God, damn you. You got to chop some little fucking Palestinians up, a whole pile of them. There's one fucking little girl getting injured. I mean, you got to kill 2,000 fucking goddamn Palestinians. Or 2,000 Iranian. Now, you think that if they could attack Iran, we which they can't, without the fucking their United States fucking lapdog, that they wouldn't do the same thing that they did in fucking, are still doing in Gaza. I guarantee you they're killing kids right now as I'm speaking to you. They're fucking animals. They'll always be fucking animals. I like this. Wow, illegal migrant interviews and says they are told to come to America for Joe Biden. And she, this is a video, you can watch it. And she asked him, yes, that's why we come for Joe Biden. But I mean, that's still, it's playing politics with it. Joe Biden is just a shitty pant fucking goddamn puppet. I mean, he's not even a good puppet. Who in the hell want to stick their hand up that ass? But fucking, I mean, it's just, it's playing, you know, anything but everybody getting on the one same, what, one page with those 10 fucking articles and standing as a fucking people. Anything but that. That's going to hurt the fucking gold and silver lovers. That's going to hurt the mammon fucking lovers. When I first started doing this before I even the trenches, I said it right out. I said, this is a fucking contest between our numbers and our stolen wealth that they have. And so far, the wealth has fucking outdone the numbers, because the numbers are fucking bunch of chicken shit fucking cowards. Fentanyl fear factor, a White House leverages drug scare to push for controversial surveillance powers. And I thought this was rather ironic. This is by Ken Markham. Reclaim the net. In the face of escalating opiate threats, the Biden administration tries to justify Section 702, pressing for urgent reauthorization. We need it for the fentanyl crisis. We don't know where that fucking fentanyl is coming from or how it's getting in here. We just don't know. We don't? I don't know. I've seen mainstream fucking media talking about showing China bags and bags of it, producing it. Now they're producing it down in Mexico, and they're carrying it up here. And hey, man, if you get caught halfway across the river and you're drowning, a goddamn one of your fucking brethren, supposed fucking, I'll get it in a minute. In the face of escalating opioid threats, the Biden administration tries to justify 6 and 702. Your border guards. The border guard will swim out and he will die. He will give his fucking life that you fucking pay for to get that fucking fentanyl across that fucking river so they can get it into the fucking arms of the fucking goddamn people living on the fucking streets in Portland and fucking Chicago and fucking San Francisco and fucking New York, all the fucking junkies. You know, I was watching a documentary a while back, and it was, you know, talking about the opioids, how in China, you know, the Britain fucking was pumping the fucking opium into China, and it was ruining their fucking civilization. I guess this is China's revenge for that. You know, everybody, you know, they tried to stop them from doing it, and they fucking, the opium wars, they fucking forced it. I mean, it made illegal, but they still fucking did it. And they destroyed generations of fucking people there in fucking China. So I guess this is China's fucking revenge, but don't try to act like you don't know where it's fucking coming from. And you need to fucking spy on me to find out where the fucking fentanyl is coming from, you son of a bitches. You know exactly where it's coming from. You have your people that go down there from the DEA and pick it up at the border and bring it to their fucking dealers here, don't you? What a fucking bunch of hypocrites. In a recent public appeal, the Biden administration has urged the reauthorization of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, before it expires on April 19th. Bill Burns, the CIA director, issued a statement alleging the significant role of the FISA powers in fighting threats against national security, especially the illicit trafficking of fentanyl into the United States. Again, like I said, you know exactly where that fucking fentanyl is coming, because you're fucking when it gets into this fucking country, well, the drug cartels are running your fucking southern border down there, people. You think that we don't know where that fucking fentanyl is coming from? At first, it was all coming out of China. Now the fucking goddamn Mexicans are making it down there and bringing it up here and selling it cheap on the street and killing our fucking people. The Chinese didn't fucking like it, and they tried to do something about it. Our people don't like it, but we ain't going to give up no more of our fucking freedom for you cocksuckers, especially with something like fentanyl. Like, you don't know where in the fuck it's coming from, you bullshit. Bullshit. Burns highlighted the gravity of the fentanyl threat, saying the threat to the U.S. posed by fentanyl and other synthetic opioids is real. Section 702 is an essential tool in the CIA's mission to protect the American people from the range of threats, including the illicit fentanyl trafficking. Really? Really? I ain't seen you arrest one fucking Chinaman. I ain't seen you fucking do any goddamn thing. Yet you know they're fucking doing it, and you're letting them buy fucking land in the United States, of growing land in our fucking country. You're fucking goddamn let them put up banks, foreign fucking banks in our country. Oh, these are the guys that are trafficking the fentanyl, in case you want to fucking know, in case you're dead ass retarded and had your head under a fucking rock. You don't need to fucking spy on the American people to find that one out, buddy. You fucking put it on mainstream fucking television. Without this vital program, CIA simply would not be able to defend our country as effectively in as many dangerous crimes in as many dangerous corners of the world. Bullshit. You want this for fucking control. You want to look up our fucking ass. Every morning we get up, you want to put your finger up our fucking ass and then tell us how to dress. Tell us what to fucking eat. Tell us what we can fucking do and what we can't do. Well, try it. Because there is one thing we can do. If we quit being fucking pussies and all get together on that one fucking goddamn page, that fucking 10 articles, and force that son of a bitch, which is our goddamn duty as American nationals. We're supposed to kill these fuckers. They try fucking with our goddamn fourth article right, we fucking blow their heads off. That's the way it works. We're at fucking war, in case you people haven't noticed. It's if we could just get it going hot. Echoing the CIA director's stance, the White House has also underlined the importance of the reauthorization bill in ensuring National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby further stressed the significance of the bipartisan support for the endeavor. He stated, obviously, we strongly support the bipartisan effort. It means you're all a bunch of fucking Jew-ass suckers, and the Jews are giving you your fucking marching orders, right? That's what bipartisan means. There was never supposed to. There is no left. There is no right. There are no Republicans. There are no Democrats, no conservatives, no fucking liberals. There's just no fucking law. We have the law, but there's nobody to fucking goddamn step up and put themselves to the hazard of fucking enforcing it. That's why all this fucking shit's happening. That's why our country's being destroyed. This is how they fucking destroy a fucking people, isn't it? It's what they did to China. Look at your fucking history. 702 reauthorized is vital to our ability to defend ourselves, defend the American people, and we very much want to see it move forward, get extended and move forward. You fucked people. You fucking spied on Americans. You haven't done nothing for us, you son of a bitches, but steal our fucking wealth and give it and divvy it up with your international corporate mafia and brethren and let it trickle down into the goddamn your foot soldiers and the Masonic lodges that are controlling this goddamn country and all the countries around the fucking world. They're all a bunch of fucking Masons. And until we fucking take them on and we destroy them, we destroy the corporations, we destroy the fucking monarchies, we will know no peace. And they will try to wipe out our fucking bloodlines, make no mistake about it. The people who have stood and resist, the people who fucking will not take this shit, the people who need freedom, who feel it in their fucking bones and want it. They will destroy your bloodlines. You better get busy. U.S. government officials to collect electronic communications without needing a warrant. Well, yeah, you do need a warrant, motherfucker. You do it without a warrant, that's fucking treason. That's sedition. That puts you up against the fucking wall and gets a bullet put through your fucking heart. This provision has been a point of contention. No, there's no contention to it. The fourth article is quite fucking clear. And it's not the goddamn Fourth Amendment to that Constitution. That Constitution didn't grant our fucking rights. We fucking, The Bill of Rights was a separate fucking goddamn document. It was fucking constructed, and it was fucking ratified by the elected representatives of the people, unlike that Constitution that never was, that was fucking ratified by the appointed fucking representatives of the aristocracy who intended to use it for exactly what it's being used for right fucking now, right in your face with this fucking horse shit right here. This is fucking blatant treason in your fucking face, and they don't give a fuck. You know why they don't give a fuck? Because you ain't done nothing about any of this shit yet. You haven't done a goddamn thing. We could fucking blow these fuckers out of here in fucking 2 weeks if we were all of the same mind, but everybody has their own fucking interests in mind, don't they? Man, that could risk me. I mean, I got it pretty good here, man. I got a fucking side by side. I got fucking a goddamn big fucking motorhome. I'm fucking one of those people. I lived the fucking cream life before the fucking hell came. Our generation, if you're in your 60s and like I am, I'm 60 fucking one. You know what I mean. You saw it all. You got to see it, and you saw it disappear over fucking night. And all the goodies went to the dumbest fucking people, the people who would fucking goddamn surrender their fucking rights without even an argument, the people because they didn't even know what their fucking rights were. You know, I think about the fucking younger generation. You know, you see Jesse Waters made fucking quite a spectacle of himself going out to college students and showing how fucking stupid they were. Like asking them questions like, who was the president during the Civil War? George Washington? Oh, yeah. Somebody said it. George Washington? No. And I mean, stupid questions that, like, you'd have to be a retard not to know. But then you turn around and the people, they don't have a fucking chance. They don't know the fucking history. We saw it. I saw it. I lived it for a little while. And I fucking fought against the fucking goddamn taking away of it all my fucking life. And I'll tell you, that was a lonely fucking business in the beginning, because nobody wanted to be a part of fucking goddamn risking their fucking ass to fucking defend the Bill of Rights. This provision has been a point of contention with the privacy advocates, arguing that it infringes on personal freedom. There's no fucking argument. This is unfucking lawful. It's a violation of the 9th and 10th article. No fucking doubt about it. A violation of the 4th fucking article. No fucking doubt about it. And because there is no procedural due process without a warrant, it violates the whole fucking Bill of Rights. No doubt about it. It can't be argued otherwise. And who among these motherfucking experts and professionals is going to step up and tell you the fucking truth or tell anybody the truth? They're going to try and hide this. They're going to try to act like they can actually do this shit. This tactic of using big scare problems to justify sweeping surveillance powers is quite common in debates about national security. While it is understandable to want strong measures to combat real threats, this approach raises big red flags about personal privacy and government overreach. It goes, yeah, yeah, it does. You guys are some fucking geniuses out there. What are you going to do about it? Clearly not needing a warrant to snoop on people's communications could easily be abused. Fuck. Yeah, that's why we have the 4th article, asshole. Without these safeguards, there's too much room for the government to overstep. Plus, by framing the surveillance as essential for stopping things like drug trafficking, the government sort of makes these issues the scapegoats. This simplifies complex issues and makes it seem okay to sacrifice our privacy for security. We're not sacrificing shit. We're just not enforcing our fucking law. It's just like when they say, well, what if they come and take the guns? What if they give it a fucking try? You think they just say we're going to take the guns, everybody's going to walk down there and just hand them over? You think anybody is in this fucking country? Well, there's a few pussies that probably would, but that's when you'll get the people, you know, you get their gander up and maybe they can get this fucking shit going when they see that there is no other fucking way out. There's no pussy way out. There's no fucking, this Donald fucking pedophilic fucking Trump is not going to fucking get you out of this shit. He's going to put you deeper into it. And you will attack Iran if that motherfucker is your fucking goddamn royal appointment from King Chuck, won't you? because he's the best fucking president the Jews ever had. There's also a risk that once the government gets these powers for one reason, they'll find it easy to use them for others or keep them forever under the guise of always needing more security. Anyone who would, was it Benjamin Franklin maybe? Anyone who would trade liberty for security deserves neither and will have neither. And that's a fucking fact. I mean, that was what this fucking country was supposed to be built upon. But it's been built upon the goddamn mammon. The search and, I mean, just destroy everything, anything. Fuck your neighbor. Steal from the poor. Mammon. There's still 1% that the 1% ain't getting. They're getting 99% of the fucking wealth, but there's still that 1% in the lint in your fucking pockets they ain't getting. And they want it. Give it over. It belongs to the Jew. I know you fucking worked and created it, but it belongs to the Jew because you belong to the fucking Jew. You're a fucking subspecies. They would say that, these animals that have proven what they fucking are, genocidal fucking maniacs out of hell. This could lead us down the path where being watched all the time just becomes a normal part of life. Yeah, if you let it. I mean, do you see what they're talking about here? They're talking about you fucking guys. This could just become a fait accompli. And then, I mean, it's outrageous right fucking now, just like the genocide. Shit, I mean, genocide, we should have stopped that a long fucking time ago. As soon as it fucking started, we should have stopped it. But this just acclimates you. You'll become acclimated, become a normal part of life. Don't worry about it. When the Gestapo come, be like in fucking Solonustin when he's talking about every knock, every footstep on the sidewalk, every knock on the door, everybody's sitting there fucking quivering, waiting to make see if they're going to be the next ones to be taken out to a fucking ditch and have their heads blowed off, taken down to the local fucking station and fucking tortured for fucking weeks until they write the right confession and then fucking taken downstairs, stripped to their clothes and put up against the wall and have a bullet put through the back of their fucking head. Yeah, I guess you could become acclimated to that pretty fucking easy, couldn't you? Anywho, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We're in hell.
be desired. We've seen the rightful Jesus fall. The guilty Jesus burn in hell. My white light, the crystal light, keep us up all day and all night. Yeah, with the forgotten boys and girls who drive on cosmic droids. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. We've seen the rightful Jesus fall. The guilty Jesus burn in hell. Burn in hell. Wow. Desire. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. Yeah.
Listen to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Moniker FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Scheiden. It is 12:52 Pacific time, and that was Megadeth with This Planet's on Fire. And fuck, it ought to be. I mean, it will be this summer, I'm sure. The way the weather's been acting, we're going to get a choke on smoke this year. Let's see what else we got. Fentanyl, fear factor, shove it up your ass. It's fucking gone. The Chinese are bringing it in. And the fucking, they got the Mexicans out of work. It's to destroy our fucking people. Yeah, that's the secret. Fuckers. Didn't have to bug nobody. I mean, you didn't have to fucking surveil anybody to find that one out, did you? That one's on me. Let's see. First, the U.S. government sent bombs causing destruction and suffering in Gaza, and now the U.S. government sends food because Genocide Joe is struggling in the fucking polls. Yeah, right. Especially with young voters. Look at this post-apocalyptic scene and what Joe Biden did in your name. And it just shows an airdrop. And, you know, if they're our closest fucking ally, I mean, if they're our bros and our buddies, why the fuck do we have to airdrop anything? We drive right in there, right? We're friends, like driving up your buddy's driveway. They're going to open up a corridor and let the fucking United States fucking, the United States Army, they're wearing that insignia, but they... United Nations Army pretending to be the United States Army drive all the trucks of fucking food in there they want, right? They're our friends. We shouldn't have to airdrop anything. There's a fucking road right there. Oh, we can't go down that fucking, you can't go past this fucking gate. So we're airdropping in with our good fucking buddies, our closest fucking ally that we need so fucking bad. We have to airdrop fucking food. We can't just imagine how much more that fucking costs too. And we can't just drive into where these fucking people are if we want to. Oh no, you stay back, you fucking American. You're our fucking lapdogs. We always pretend like you're our fucking friend, but we run your fucking government. We run all the governments around the fucking world because we're fucking kite fucking Zionist Jew prick pig shit eating bastards. What a fucking farce, huh? Crime-ridden.
Insanity is what it is.
Pardon?
Insanity is what it is.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if you want to define it, I mean, what is insanity? It's something, I mean, it's insanity that people, well, I guess not, I can't even say that many people are buying into it anymore. But it's insanity that people bought into it as long as they did, I would say. You know, I've always told people, you know, fucking, what do you think I fucking hate Jews? You think I was raised a little boy, Dad said, hate Jews. I'm all growing up, all them Jews, hate Jews. No, you know who taught me how to hate Jews, guys? The fucking Jews. That's who taught me how to hate them. I found out who they are and what they are and what they fucking do, and I hate them for it because they're fucking animals. They call us fucking goddamn goyim. They're the fucking goyim. They're the animals. They're the ones without conscience. They're the ones without reason. They're sickening son of a bitches. Crime-ridden San Francisco wants to punish grocery stores for fleeing said crime. Okay. So, yeah, I guess I would leave too. Fucking every time you stock the shelves, somebody comes in and fucking takes all your shit and don't give you no money. We're going to fine you if you leave, if you don't keep on fucking, well, I guess I'll go borrow some fucking money and fill my shelves again so these fucking animals can come in and fucking empty the fucking shelves and have it. I mean, what kind of a distribution system you got going here? New shocking video of Democratic illegal alien in structural complex from Reynosa, Mexico. And they got these, they show these. It's a video, but they show them. They're all through fucking Mexico. I mean, these are multi-million-dollar fucking facilities where they teach them how to fucking, how to get in the fucking country. And, I mean, they hold them there. And, if they just let them all loose at once, I don't know. Anybody notice or not, I mean, it's a fucking herd coming across every fucking day anyway. Without defining pandemic, who wants sweeping global power over pandemic policy? That was a stupid one. Of course, the World Health Organization, it's not this non-governmental fucking agency, these fucking goddamn super fucking elites, these one percenters, of course they want to have fucking dictatorial powers over the fucking peasant peon people. We ain't peasants and peons, motherfucker. We're fucking, you are not our intellectual nor our physical fucking equals. We will wipe your ass out. Dr. Amsim Mahorta's testimony was delivered in the Helsinki District Court on April 12, 2024, with the understanding that any deviation from the truth would constitute perjury. And this was a video, and it's so fucking long, I didn't watch it. It was like 2 hours or something. It's ridiculous. Soros-linked NGO distributes flyers in Mexico telling illegal immigrants to vote for President Biden. Man, people, I mean, this is just, you know who's going to be sitting in that fucking seat as the goddamn King Chuck's fucking goddamn boy or his fucking duke or duchess or whatever he wants to call him running this fucking goddamn country in violation of the fucking people's law and the people's will. We know that. So all this fucking goddamn shit that these fucking second-rate incorporated shills is putting up is all bullshit. Immigrants to vote for Biden. But this, we'll read a little bit. Flyers being distributed at Soros-linked NGO Resource Center in Mexico are encouraging illegal immigrants to vote for President Biden. They're not even fucking here. But I mean, this is just another way to fucking get you acclimated to the fucking outrageous, to the insanity, as Hubert put it, to get you acclimated to insanity. This is fucking insane. Any fucking thinking person, but man, you keep enough insane stuff happens and, well, I can't keep track of it all. So you start finding yourself fucking accepting insane things. and they become fucking fatus accompli. And then the next thing you know, that's just the way things are done, you know. Best government money can buy. Carjacking in broad daylight. And this is, I mean, this fucking guy fucking walks up, shoots through the window, runs the guy out the other door and takes his fucking truck. And it's worth watching. Israel to extend water agreement with Jordan for helping shoot down Iranian drones. And for this, Jordan, I hope you fucking suffered worse than the fucking Palestinians did. You treasonous, lowlife, son of a bitches to fucking back these motherfuckers against your own people. You're right there beside them. You think they ain't going to take your shit? You're stupid. You're stupid people, and you're fucking treasonous people. It's by Chris Manahan. Information Liberation Israel is reportedly going to reward Jordan for shooting down Iranian drones fired at Israel by extending a water agreement for another year. So you sell out your own fucking goddamn your race, your people, you're human beings. You'll go along with fucking genocide. Hey, give me some water. I'll give me a glass of water. Fuck, I'll go along with your genocide. Jordan actively helped thwart the Iranian threat against Israel, and now it appears Israel is prepared to thank the Hashemite kingdom. This is another kingdom like fucking Saudi Arabia. We like kingdoms because, you know, we're fucking individual free sovereign nationals. We got rid of fucking kings, or we were supposed to get rid of fucking kings. We were supposed to get rid of any authority except our own autonomy. By granting a year's extension despite previous resistance, following Jordan's involvement in the Western coalition's effort to intercept all missiles and drones fired from Iran towards Israel, it appears Israel has decided to reciprocate, Energy Minister Eli Cohen is widely expected to extend the Jordanian-Israel water agreement for an additional year. The Jordan-Israel peace accord stipulates that Israel's transfer 50 million cubic feet of water annually. And back in the summer of 2021, then Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, I'm glad I can't speak Yiddish, I decided to double the amount to 100 million. That agreement was for 3 years and ends next month, as it seems a 1 year extension will be granted following Jordan's help with the by betraying the fucking Palestinians. That's what you fucking did, you dirty bastards. You went along with goddamn genocide. You ain't fucking human, and you don't deserve to live through it. When the other countries are fucking attacked, I hope you're the first one that gets it. And I hope you get it hard, you fucking pricks. You get to learn what them Jews are like I did. Israel last month put out a list of demands for Jordan to jump through in order to have the water agreement. And you jump through that fucking hoop, buddy. You go fucking back a fucking genocidal motherfucking bunch of maniacs for some water. How about all you fucking? Oh, never mind. The hell's it matter? In California, someone purchases, that is buys, a child for sex. It carries a maximum of, guess it, 1 year in jail. It's only a misdemeanor. Bills to raise the penalties to a felony were blocked multiple times since 2014. Social justice groups opposed this bill. I'm going to read that again. In California, in goddamn sickest fucking place on the planet, if someone purchases a child for sex, it carries a maximum of 1 year in jail. It's only a misdemeanor. A misdemeanor.
A year,
yeah.
I'm surprised they're giving them a year.
Yeah. I mean, insanity. Here we go again. That is fucking insane, people. God damn it. We'll read a few more stories like this. You can start, fucking getting yourself used to it and getting acclimated to the situation. And pretty soon it won't seem like such a big deal for someone to purchase a child for sex and only get 1 year in jail. It's only a misdemeanor. That's a fucking, that is unbelievable.
He'll probably run for president next.
Oh, hell yes. And they'll put that on their resume. What the hell? Anyways, guys, I am really fucking sick. This, that, there just made me about as sick as I can fucking get. So we're going to call it a program. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, 1 year in jail for buying a child for sex. 1 year in jail. At least take a day to be shocked, to be outraged, before you start acclimating to another fucking outrageous act that should cause us to fucking attack these motherfuckers tomorrow. That's The Word from the Trenches.
Give up.